The Daily Migs Show.
If you are just tuning in this morning, we are treated to the serial record breaker himself. His name is David Rush. He's broken more than 250 Guinness World Records so far, with many more on the horizon.
I mean, just do a quick Google search and you'll just see a laundry list of records that David has broken.
Is there one record that you're most proud of?
You know, the ones I'm most proud of, the ones that I've worked the hardest at, that are the most difficult, that I've, you know, had my moonshots. It's going to take me several years to get there. And a couple that come to mind are, I'm the world's fastest juggler, the most juggling catches in 1 minute. That one I've gone back and forth several times, and I've broken, I think, three. And I think the hardest one ever is the longest duration juggling, continuous juggling.
Okay, I got to ask you about that one, because I think I saw it on your Instagram that your wife went into labor and you were in that dilemma of, what do I do? I'm juggling and I'm about to have a kid.
Yeah, so that one, the previous record was 12 hours, 5 minutes. You got to go 12 hours, 5 minutes, continuous. There's longest marathon records and longest duration records. Those marathon records, you can build up 5 minute breaks every 4 hours to go to like the bathroom and stuff. For the duration ones, it's continuous. And so you got to have the video cameras running that full time, SD cards wiped, the power set up, all the witnesses lined up, because it's a 4 hour time limit on those witnesses. So to go for 12 plus hours, you need to have at least four sets of the witnesses. So I'm 3.5 hours into the attempt. And my wife texts my friend who's there from the hospital saying, I'm not coming home until we have a baby. And I'm a little embarrassed. It took me 9 minutes before I finally, you know, stopped juggling and went to the hospital.
Well, you're like, babe, you got to hold on for a second. I got a record to break.
I was like, can I go 9 more hours? And it's like, nope, I better go.
Do I want to be single? Do I want to be married? I think that's the question. Or do I want to break a world record? So, just out of curiosity, then, do you feel like after you accomplish a couple, it's become kind of like an addictive thing where like you're sitting on your couch just paging through the Guinness Book of World Records going, I could do that one. I could do that one. Like, how does it just trigger like a certain thing inside of your brain? Like, you know, I just want to keep breaking every record possible.
I think you just nailed it on the head. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I look at a record, it's like, oh, could I break that? Do I want to spend my time practicing it? Let's do it.
That was going to be my next question is, are you working on more than one record to break at a time, or do you just have to dedicate yourself to a singular event?
Absolutely. You have to be practicing the multiple to break. I mean, I'm averaging between one every 1 to 2 weeks. And to build up the necessary skills, you have to practice over time, because what you're actually doing is creating, people call it muscle memory, but it's actually new neural pathways that are being built in the brain. And so when you do something for the first time, you're not good at it. You're like, oh, I'm not that kind of person. But if you have a growth mindset, you realize you're actually rewiring your brain. And so when you practice something, a neural pathway fires, it's a leaky connection. You don't have the myelin sheaths built across that neural pathway. And so it's like a leaky hose. But if you practice it over time, a myelin sheath forms around that neural pathway to make the signal get there stronger, more reliably, faster. And that requires sleep and wake and sleep cycles. And so it takes time to build up that physical change in the brain. And so I have to be practicing between, you know, 10 to 20 different records on any given week to build up all those new neural pathways. And if you look at learning new skills that way, you can actually realize, hey, I can learn new things. And just because I'm bad at it now doesn't mean I can't get much better at it in the future.
And we're talking with David Rush, who's broken so many records. So I have to ask you something. So many times in my life, I'll do something and my wife will walk in on me working on something, putting something together. I'm very arts and crafts. So I do some nerdy stuff. And she'll just be like, what in the world are you doing? And I look through some of your records. And I'm trying to think of, is there one that would make, because I look at like, you balanced a chair on your chin for 80 minutes. I'm thinking about like, did your wife walk in on you and you have a chair on your face? And she's like, David, what are we doing here? Has there been one where she's just like, okay, you this one's a little crazy?
You know, there's a couple examples. One is I was trying to practice for the record for the fastest time to pop 2 balloons blindfolded, no hands. And so I'm wearing a hat with a needle on it. And I've set up the 3 balloons in the garage and I'm going like this with my head wobbling around.
Like a headbanger.
I'm missing the balloons like crazy. My wife walks in and she just starts laughing because it's hilarious. I think I went like 45 seconds. I only popped 2 of the balloons. And it was hilarious for both of us. I eventually practiced and I broke that record in less than a second when I finally got it. But it was the initial try was 45 seconds of hilarity. And then there's other for like, you know, unicycling and juggling. Like she's just, I'm going to go for a run. I'm like, oh, come with you. I'm just going to practice unicycling and juggling. She's like, No, you're not.
stay at two blocks behind me, please.
Did she ever, when you go to like a party, and she's like, David, don't bring up any of these world records things. We don't need an entire, because I would imagine if I'm at a party and someone said that you were there, I'm like, well, whatever conversation I'm having needs to end because I need to talk to David.
She'll go find somebody more interesting to talk to because she didn't want to hear the same story again.
Yeah.
If people want to check out some of the wild things that you've done to break Guinness World Records, Record Breaker Rush is your handle on Instagram. David Rush, you are a treat. This is so fun, and we look forward to seeing more records that you break in the future.
Hey, you guys take care. It was fun chatting.